You know?
We should queer bait for our podcast.
Yeah, this shit is super gay.
Dude, you want to make out later?
Okay.
It's coming up.
The next
and two, then we don't make out. That's queer baiting.
The next Two Bears Live, Bert's going to blow me.
100%.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Whatever you're doing is working. You look amazing.
I'm so strong right now.
Dude. I talked to you yesterday, and you go, wait till you see me. And let me tell you something.
It's the small gains that are big gains. Right now, my stomach is 2 inches smaller. My waist is 1.5 inches smaller. My neck, when I stop drinking, my neck gets so much skinnier.
When did you stop drinking?
Well, I've been drinking recently, but I stopped drinking for a couple days, and then that just shrinks it.
Couple days.
I'm strong as fuck. Do you ever row?
Like do the row whatever. Exercise? Whatever. Yeah.
Okay. I'm really powerful.
Are you?
I am.
How much power do you generate?
I know my splits. My 500 meter splits is all I know.
Okay.
And so I'm getting obsessed with it because I'm as strong as I was. When I went to Serbia, and that's the strongest I've ever been as an adult. Mm-hmm. My bench press, I'm doing a max out bench press this week, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking I might get 250.
Hey, congratulations.
That'd be big for me. I was 235, I did 235. But my rowing has like gotten, and that's just belly. You know, like getting past your belly mm-hmm. is the hardest part of rowing.
Right, so you now, do the rowing machine?
I do the rowing machine, yeah. I'm doing 145 splits for 500 meters. But, and so it's, I've been, I just rode this morning. I fell last night, so I was supposed
to
work out.
Why did you fall?
It's a long story, Tom. It's a long story.
Is drinking tied to falling?
No, sadly not. I mean, sadly? I went and had drinks at the improv, but then I went and saw a full fucking movie. Oh. Didn't drink at the movies. Ate a little fucking.
Edible?
No.
Ate a little.
There's so many complex parts to this story that I think I'll tell you what happened and then you can watch the video.
Okay.
So first of all, I went to the improv last night. My buddy's in town with his son. I was telling you that. And I went to the improv last night so that I could, they wanted to watch comedy. So Spade was there. Dana Carvey was there. Taylor Tomlinson was there. So I was like, I'll bring them out. We'll see comedy. So we got a table. Had a couple drinks at the table, but knew I was going to a movie with the girls. The way my brain works is if I can't party and then just shut it off. So I was kind of like going, whatever. I'll just get to the, I'll have a couple drinks here, but then I got to shut it down because I'm going to the movies.
Yeah.
Fucked up a thing of popcorn. Fucked up. Hold on. Put down queer baiting. Did we put down queer baiting? Okay. We watched Thor of Love and Thunder.
Wait, what?
Thor of London. Love. What? I don't know what it's called. I don't know what it's called. I really don't. It's Thor of Love and Thunder.
Okay.
Thunder and Love or something? Thor, Love and Thunder.
No, okay. Not Thor of Love and Thunder.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy, his arms are so jacked.
Thor's?
Thor's arms yeah. are so jacked. They're distracting. They're so big. He yeah. has to do steroids. There's no way you get an arm that big.
Yeah.
First of all, Leanne is like in the thing. When he shows up in the movie, Leanne goes, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Yeah, he's beautiful.
He is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, top to bottom, gorgeous.
Yeah.
So wait, not to.
There you go. Hit his chest workout. It's right there in Men's Health.
I can do it easy. Do a lot of planks.
Yeah. Let's see.
I can do 30-second planks.
That might just be it.
Oh, I do those.
Dumbbell chest press. Looks like he's at an incline there.
Yeah, looks like he's doing 35s. Got that.
Times five.
Yeah, I do fives.
Okay.
Flies, done. Incline flies, done. Keep going. Incline dumbbell press, 10 times, done.
Yeah.
Regular press, done.
That's flat. I don't know why.
Yeah, this guy's easy. And what did I say? Oh, planks. Okay. Oh, no, it's a push-up. You know, right before I fucking hurt my elbow, I did 50 push-ups in a row, and I did them for you at the fucking, in front of a casino in Serbia.
You did 50?
In a row.
50's impressive.
And I said, Tom, count them. And I did 50 in a row.
Were you working up to that? 50's really good.
Yeah, I could do 50 now, I think. Probably.
Really?
I figure, I was benching 235, right?
Right.
So 235 would imagine that would be the strength where you could do 50 push-ups.
No, I don't think so.
Is that not how that works?
That's not how that works. I mean, what one is like endurance. Like 50 is like an endurance measurement.
I wonder how many I can do right
235
now.
Is just a, you know, a quick display of that's someone of someone's power. I don't think that they equal each other.
Really?
I don't think so.
So do you think
And you're doing full push-ups?
Full push-ups.
Not like these
not like Mark Wahlberg Dr. Oz push-ups. I'm working out with batting gloves though lately.
Batting gloves.
Yeah, it feels good. Sweet. Can I, before I get to the fall thing, can you tell me what queer baiting is? Because they said Thor of Love and Thunder is, can you type in Thor queer baiting? Because the whole movie, I'm looking for it, and I don't really know what it is. Thor. I know Billy Eilish got in trouble
Eilish.
For it. He's not even gay. How gay is Thor?
Okay.
Fire exaggerating elements of the new Thor film. So I'm so confused because I kept looking.
I don't know any of this.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Can you read this?
Let's make it bigger.
Thor's definitely not gay. He's in love with Natalie Portman.
In the movie.
Okay. He's definitely not gay. She's not gay. She's in love with Thor.
Okay, make it big.
I think.
And cinemas now, and the hype train is in full swing. Both director and the film's cast are bitching up the MCU. Speaking of the story, hold on. Talking about how gay it is. Okay, so the origin of this is it seems like the director, Taika Waititi, and the cast are talking about how gay it is. For some reason...
Just like this is the gayest movie you'll ever see.
Waititi and Portman have hyped up Thor's gayness in the run-up to its premiere.
What?
Boasting that it would be super gay through its depiction of LGBTQ+ characters. However, Love and Thunder has been with us for a day now, and fans have made it to the first few showings not impressed. The crew behind the latest Thor flick are being accused of spreading why it's called queer baiting is that they're going, dude, this shit is so gay, and it's gay characters and everything about it's gay, and then it's drawing you in to buy a ticket, and then people are like, hey,
it's not very gay.
Exactly.
Okay, because it wasn't gay at all. Like, I watched it and I was like, I kept waiting for like Thor to be like, you know, put his pinky in his mouth or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And nothing.
Scroll more. Before the screening last night, Portman called it so
gay. No gay stuff in Thor. Okay, good.
And then a reporter said, devastated report, really, you won't believe this, that she lied. So it's just, you know, it's like a strategy. It's
you know. We should queer bait for our podcast.
Yeah, this shit is super gay.
Dude, you want to make out later?
Okay.
It's coming up.
The next,
and then we don't make out. That's queer baiting.
The next Two Bears Live, Bert's going to blow me.
And swallow.
All right.
So that's what, and this Titiki Hahani, whatever his name is, the director,
he's
been in trouble for queer baiting a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He does the show, he does the Our Flag Means Death. That got in trouble for queer baiting. Billie Eilish got in trouble for queer baiting one time. That was the first time I ever heard of it. It was when Georgia was in like sixth grade. And they were like, I guess she wrote a song that was like, you couldn't tell if she was writing it about a boy or a girl. And so, but then gay people were like, you're not gay. So don't pretend to be gay if you're not gay.
Can you make a case though that this film is somewhat gay because there's a half naked, beautiful man and that's the main attraction? In other words, Thor is like this stunning physical specimen that sure appeals to straight women, but I mean, you mean to tell me every gay guy on earth doesn't want to see this?
Yeah, I think more gay guys than women.
Yeah.
I think that is, but then am I guilty for my specials for definitely not queer baiting?
You're not queer baiting.
Because when I take my shirt off, all the gay guys are like, and pass.
Right, because they're so vain and like.
They're no gay guy looks so at judgmental. Me like, oh, I need that in my mouth.
They're just right like, now. They're just like, you know, you could be so much hotter.
I'm bear baiting.
Yeah, you are bear baiting.
I'm bear baiting.
Yeah.
He is fucking gorgeous. Natalie Portman's gorgeous. But man, that guy.
But he stands out more for sure.
He's so much better looking than her.
Yeah.
Like, he's so much better looking than anyone in this movie.
Wait, go back to that last one. Hit those paychecks. Yeah, let's see what he made. It says how much he made. I bet you he made so much fucking money. Let's see.
Oh my God. He's rich.
Yeah.
And he looks like that. Like, that's crazy. $50 million.
Daniel Craig was reportedly earning $100 million for the Knives Out sequel. Jesus Christ. Dwayne Johnson was earning at least $50 million for Red One on Amazon. Chris Hemsworth, who earned a $20 million payday for his role in the Thor Love and Thunder, also highlighted in this piece. Craig got $100 million for that?
Who did?
Daniel Craig for the sequel to what was that? Knives Out? What
he is the
fuck?
Least good-looking guy out of all these guys.
He looks like he changes tires. Like, he doesn't look like he fucking...
Pull up ugly pictures of Daniel Craig.
If it was just the face... If it was just the face... Well, no, he's got a great body because
he's got like a snitch face.
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy in prison and he's like, they're over there, boss.
If you that guy look... You know what he looks like? A maitre d'. Yeah. Like, at a nice restaurant. Like, if that guy was like, your table's over here, you would, you know, be like, yeah, okay, that guy... You know, he takes.
He kind of looks like a Nazi a little bit.
A little, yeah.
A little bit like. I'm shocked he hasn't played more Nazis.
Or he's like, he looks like the kind of guy who's like, you know, it wasn't my idea, but Jews are a problem. You know, like he's.
Yeah. By the way, Daniel Craig right now is like, I fucking like these guys. I've heard stories.
Look
he's
at
like
that
the,
lean. Now that's fucking gay as shit. Why are you leaning
he's
like
queer
that?
He's queerbaiting us right there. With his pants undone like that?
Yeah.
Straight dudes don't undo their pants like that. That's queerbaiting right there.
And queer. And
yeah,
straight,
it feels weird
straight
to say
guys
queer.
Don't go.
Yeah. Straight guys don't hump over like that. I bet I could do 50 push-ups.
You want to do it?
I'm going to try right now.
Right now?
Yeah. I kind of want to see if I bet. You think I can get 20? How many do you think I can get?
I think you can definitely get 20. But it's a big difference.
You think?
20 and 50? Yeah.
It's just twice.
No, it's more than twice.
I remember being high as shit at a party one time and the keg sprayed everywhere and they go, oh my God, we've lost 3/4 of the keg. And I go, that's almost half. And they go, it's over half. And I went, wait, 3? Oh, I was thinking 1/4.
Yeah.
How many do you think I can do? And don't do the whole, that's not a real push-up. Just whatever I do is a real push-up. Oh. No, okay. No, because that is a tool of oppression.
I got you.
That is a tool of oppression.
That is a tool of oppression. That's something that Daniel Craig would say as a Nazi.
I love that we're back to trying to ruin our careers. Do you remember when we thought for a second we'd have movie careers and then we're like, fuck Daniel Craig, he looks like a Nazi. Dude, Chris Hemsworth is 6'3". You want to know this is the best part? We're driving home last night. Yeah. Leanne goes, you know, his wife's 45 and he's only 37. And I was like, ugh. And yeah. She goes, what's that for? And I go, he'll regret that. Trust me. Lance 52. I'm turning 50. Yeah. 2 years makes a big difference.
Yeah.
It pushes older than you.
Yeah.
And you got to watch them age.
Yeah.
And they just go, I'm getting old. And you're like, you are.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm looking good.
You look old.
I'm so like. On the cusp of being fucking healthy as shit. 50 push-ups.
All right. Hold on. All right.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 3,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 1, 2, 3,
4, 35, 6, 36, 7, 8, 9, 40. All right. 40 is pretty close. That's pretty good, buddy. How you feel?
My ear started not working. I don't know what's going on. 40's not bad.
It's not bad.
I think I could have really pushed it, but I was worried about my elbow.
Yeah. All right, I'll be honest. That was nice.
Yeah.
The form took a little bit of a dip, okay?
Towards the end?
Yeah.
You could just see it was just a little bit of like dipping my chest in.
Yeah, yeah. But good job.
And I took a pretty nasty spill last night.
Yeah, so wait, you went to see Thor, your wife's fingering herself in the theater, and then you...
He's 6'3", he's the sweetest guy. I saw him with two girls walking down Ventura Avenue. I was like, he doesn't walk down Ventura Avenue. He makes $20 million a fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's Rodeo, wrong street.
So,
So I did... I got out of control at the movie theater, and I bought... about $50 to $60 worth of candy. That's an important part of the story because it's part of where I just didn't understand what was going on. So I have M&M's, peanut M&M's, Raisinets, Butterfingers, chocolate-covered almonds, all in my pockets.
Okay? Can I just say something?
Yeah.
You are on the cusp of being healthy.
So they're all in my pockets.
Yeah.
We get home. And Isla goes to the door first, walks in the kitchen, and locks the door. And I go, Isla. And she, I can hear her laughing. So I press in the code, 6969. No, I'm kidding. What if that was our house code to get in? I press in the code. And as soon as it unlocks, she locks it again. And I start laughing. This is like the thing with my girls is when they bully me, it makes me laugh uncontrollably.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things, and I start laughing hysterically. George and Leanne are outside with me, and I go, Isla, and she starts, I can hear her laughing on the other side. Press the code again, she locks it, and I go, fuck her. I'm gonna run around back and go in through the back sliding glass door. She hears that, and as I start to run away, she opens the door. Georgia and Leanne go in, and I go running to get to the door, and they slam it closed, and I catch my toe on the step, and I fall, my head hits the door jamb, the side of my head hits the door jamb, my arm hits the potted plant, I break the potted plant, roll down the stairs, and I'm just like, and I hear them laughing. They don't even know I fell. And I'm on the ground, and Leanne thinks I'm on the ground laughing, and then she comes out, and she's like, oh my God, did you fall? And I don't remember, I remember being in my bed and Isla's like, he needs to go to emergency room. And I was like, I'm fine. And I convinced everyone I was fine. And then for a second, I was like, wait, I don't remember how I got here. Like, I don't remember how I got here. Like, I remember saying to Leanne, I'm going to take a nap. I remember getting up and going, I'm going to go get my Fitbit, but I don't have a Fitbit. I have a Whoop.
Yeah.
And I walked to the man cave and I put my Whoop on. Like, I was so disoriented. And then I got into a robe and I got in bed. Isla was Georgia. The second it happened, Georgia screen grabbed it from the Nest Cam and then sent it to our family and was like, send your prayers. This is the first thing she sends. But here's one of the confusing things. I remember landing on the ground and I remember there being M&Ms everywhere. And I was like, how did these M&Ms get here? Like, I didn't realize. My pockets were filled with M&Ms.
Yeah.
So like I wake up, I'm like kind of wake up and I'm like, what is fucking happening?
So you got knocked out?
I think. I have the video. I'll show you the video.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this is me. You're going to have to kind of scroll in a little bit because it's a pretty wide shot. So this is the backyard. You can hear audio, I think. And then they go in. I go, son of a bitch. And then this is me. Yeah.
Wait, is that paused?
No, no, I'm just there.
No, I know, but how long does that stay like that for?
Hit play. They may have just edited it. So I'm like, oh fuck, I'll get it, and then I just whoom, bam. And then there's a longer video. Leanne comes out. I was out for a little bit.
So you were out.
I don't know. Like, that's the crazy thing about a head injury.
Yeah.
Oh. The crazy thing about a head injury is like
scary, man.
You don't know what happened. So then I like.
Can you imagine if something really had happened to you and Isla was just like, oh, I should have just unlocked that door.
I think
how terrible honesty, that would feel.
I think she felt horrible about it. Of course, she started it.
Of course,
and then she came down and she was like,
"Everyone's done that thing where you are playing,
you're playing around,
and then something happens."
Yeah, and she came down. She was the only one. Leanne was like, "You're fine. Just don't go to sleep for 15 minutes." And I was like, "Did you Google that?"
Yeah, that's not.
She was like, "No, it's 15 minutes."
That's what people used to say, like before they had knowledge.
Yeah.
I was like, and then in the 90s, they would be like, just don't go to sleep. And it's not actually true.
And then I stayed up for 3 hours. So I was like, I don't know. It says I didn't have any nausea. It didn't hurt. That's the crazy thing. It hurts today, but like it didn't hurt yesterday. I couldn't find out. And I didn't remember where I hit my head. Like I felt like I hit it on the side, but I couldn't.
You don't have any.
Nothing, no bruising.
And nothing sore today?
No. My whole body's fucking sore.
But your head's my knees nowhere sore, in your head?
My toes sore. There's like a little part right here.
What about like fogginess?
No. I mean, I'm always a little foggy.
Yeah.
Like I'm always like kind of foggy, like a morning haze.
Yeah.
But like Isla was the one that was like, we're going to the emergency room. And then Leanne was like, well, if we go to the emergency room, we're going to be there all night. They're going to keep him. I was like, I have shit to do tomorrow. It's funny how you like rationalize going like, I don't want to go to the fucking emergency. But all you think about is Bob Saget.
Yeah.
And you go, he just fell and was like, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then so I set an alarm for every 30 minutes. I don't know. So the sleeping thing isn't a real thing?
No, that's not. It was something that they definitely used to tell you that. And then it definitely changed because I remember being... You know, first of all, in the 60s and 70s, it was all like, you know, that. And then in the 90s, I remember like in football, they were just like, well, just don't go to sleep. You can't go to sleep. And everybody thought that that was, you know, how to treat it. And then in recent years, they've said that is, I mean, I've talked to doctors about it and that it's not true.
It's crazy because I definitely like, I remember laughing. And I remember coming up and I remember like, I don't know how I hit. Like, I don't know. Like, I watched the video and as soon as
it's a nasty spill, man.
Yeah, Leanne's like, you're fine. And then Georgia goes, have you guys seen the video? And we watched it and Leanne's like, oh shit. And then that's when I was like, he needs to go to the emergency room right now. And then I was like, I'm fine. But then I was like, Leanne went to sleep and then I'm laying in bed going like, am I fine? Like, am I fine? Because I'm like, I really don't remember from the fall to getting in the bed. Like
if I, the thing that makes me, if you know, when you turn over and you're just laying there, if you stayed laying there, I would definitely agree with Isla.
I stayed laying there for a while.
That I would have been like, you should go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
If you just like fall and get up, obviously I don't think you need to go, but if you just lay there and you're like, I don't know how I got here.
Well, no, I was really out of it. It's crazy. Like, cause part of it's the fall itself throws you off where you like, it's like being in a car accident and not getting hurt, but then you get up and you're kind of in shock a little bit.
Of course.
Like that was a part of it that, I was like, I'm going to go get this bitch. And then I run around here and then they just run in and they're laughing and Leanne shuts it. And then, oof. Yeah.
Yeah, that part, like, if you were, like, laying there for 30 seconds, I would be like,
I was there for
yeah.
I was there for 30 seconds.
I mean, I would have been like, I went, we should definitely go to
the Leanne came out and she's like, okay. And I was like, I think I fell. Or I fell. And then I was like, and he's like, did you lose consciousness? I go, I don't think so. But then what happened is I rolled over. I go, let me just take a nap. I'm going to let me lay here for a second. She was like, don't fall asleep. I was like, okay. And then I got up and I was like, I need to go get my Fitbit. And she was like, huh? Like, I was out of it. But I don't know, you know.
It's such a Bert believable. It'd be a horrible way to lose you. Like, guess what? Bert stumbled and fell.
But then, you know, it's crazy. You know, it's, yeah, and he was just trying to get in his house.
Yeah. And you know that when he actually did crack his head, his family was laughing.
Yeah, his family was howling. You know, I remember the hardest ways.
It'd be the fucking saddest thing.
That's all I think is, like, I don't want to die in a way where it's undeniable that it needs to be mocked.
Right, right.
So, like, so.
Yes, of course.
Where people go, this, I mean, I really feel bad for his family, but I got to have a fucking field day on this.
Yeah.
During COVID, I did, you know, I did the first drive-in tour. We get home and it's 4th of July. We get home on 4th of July. And everyone's quarantining me. They're like, get a quarantine because we had been out in public. That's back when, you know, everyone was like, you can't even be, you got to be 20 feet away from us. So I went to a party and they kept me 20 feet away from everyone. And I sat in the corner and drank and everyone had a party. And then at the end of the day, they're like, we should do an egg toss. And I was like, okay. So I'm like, we're far enough. All right. So Isla and I did an egg toss. And then that night I got in bed and I was like, what if I have COVID? And I just gave my daughter COVID from an egg toss. And they're like, wait, how did she die? Well, he was throwing an egg to her and it splattered all over her face. And that's how she got COVID.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh my God.
That would be one of those things where people would be like, you know, it's so sad, but I guess, you know, I guess you really like eggs or something. Like, yeah. People would have to say things, you know?
Yeah. There's no way not to.
Or people would talk about you. They'd be like, you think he still eats Egg McMuffins and shit? Like, they would always be making comments.
Like, if you choked on a cucumber, even just a slice, people would be like, wait, was he like,
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's crazy. What's also crazy is that once that happens, it happened. You can't take it back. So if you're going to die, all of a sudden you're just waiting for death to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm laying in bed last night going, I don't know how hard I hit my head. I saw the video, but I don't know how hard I hit my head. All I know is I fell. I kind of hit my head. Here's the other thing. This, by the way, this is the most telling thing I'll ever say about me. Ever. I'm so dramatic that even if I, like, even when I hit my head, I think there's a part of my DNA that overacts like the way a pussy would. Like a real man, Daniel Craig, would probably pop right up and be like, I'm good. The Rock, pop right up. No, I'm good. I tripped. I'm fine. Like, because they're so conditioned to be real men.
Right.
I'm so conditioned to be a pussy and to be dramatic and to get to want attention.
You are.
That I end up going, Tom, I don't know what's real. Like, I don't know how bad I hurt myself.
I actually believe everything you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been around you long enough.
Yeah.
That you are conditioned for the drama. I don't know that you're somewhat. I wouldn't say you're conditioned to be a pussy.
The drama.
It's that you like the theatrics.
I'm not the guy that pushes through.
You're like, I don't know. I don't know. It could be. I don't know if I just had. This could have been something cerebral. I don't know if I. Maybe my chest stretched out. Does anybody have? Do you have a stethoscope? Like, yeah, you are for the show.
Yeah, and so I. Part of me is like sitting there going, I've got to weed through my own bullshit.
Yeah.
And go, how hurt was I?
How much of that, do you think any of that is exacerbated by the fact that you have girls?
I'll tell you what, no.
No?
No, I was like that my whole life.
Okay.
I was telling Leanne, I got a concussion in basketball camp when I was like 11 or maybe older.
Was she like, no, you didn't.
She hit me. Yes. So, and I remember, I was telling her the other day, I was like, I remember I was away from my family. I didn't know anybody. We had to shower together. Like, we all, and I was not like developed yet. It was mostly black dudes.
Yeah.
And I got And I sucked at basketball compared to these guys.
Yeah.
I was 13, maybe. I think I was 13, maybe 14. And I went up for a layup, and a dude took, a black dude just took my legs out from under me. Just, whoom, like a legit foul. And I landed on my head. And I remember saying, I remember crying because I was like, I was upset that I was away from my family. This is like the, I didn't know anyone. I sat down at lunch and I didn't know anyone at lunch. And so like I sat and ate by myself like I was in prison. Like it was so fucked up. The whole experience is so traumatic that when that second night, third night, I finally got hurt.
You're like, I'm saying the N-word.
No.
No.
Yeah. I remember as a guy, I remember going, just crying and being like, they're like, are you hurt? I was like, I hit my head. I did hit my head. Even when they put me in the ambulance, I was like, how bad did I hit my head? Like, yeah. And I'm being real. I'm being very real. And I'm sure there are people that go, oh, I know what you're talking about. There's a lot of people going, I have no idea what you're fucking talking about. Dude, I don't get an ambulance unless I'm fucking hurt.
Do you remember, you ever played Red Rover?
Yeah.
I got clotheslined. And it was on the basketball court in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
And just wham, like back of the head to that basketball court. And I mean, I definitely had a concussion.
Oh my God.
I definitely had a concussion. And
there's got to be adult Red Rover. There's got to be adult Red Rover. Type in.
It'd be brutal for adults.
Extreme Red. I know.
Yeah.
Because it's called rugby.
Oh my God, dude.
International Red Rover Championships. Shut the fuck up.
That guy's whole life is just trying to fucking.
Red Rover. Oh my God. Let that chick kind of try to fucking break my line. Okay.
That's a big fuck.
That's a fucking. Couple Samoans.
Yeah, that's, oh man.
And you got to have a girl on your team? The Scotsman? Wait, I want to see this fucking, right away, I'm like, Red Rover, send Brenda right over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on, Brenda.
How hardcore do you, I mean, these guys are running like.
Look at this.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
I think this is.
Oh, this is acting.
I think this is actors.
Oh.
I hope they all get fucking monkeypox. All right. I got so excited for that. And
yeah,
now
me too.
Fucking. And now I got so excited for like Lejoke, high school Red Rover.
This is not jokey.
This is high school Red Rover.
Yeah.
Oh, I love. This is where.
This is when you don't know how hurt you can get. That's why this is
Red
great.
Rover. Oh, please, please, please. No. Oh, come on.
No.
Do it the way we did it.
This yeah, is. Yeah. You kind of need to be kids, I think, because. Right? Like when you're a kid, you don't like, you, there's a little bit, there's not as much.
Oh, look at this dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's, yeah. But that's the part of Red Rover that is fucking awesome is you get to pick where you go.
Uh-oh. He's going.
They stopped him?
They stopped him. Wow.
Whoa.
Can you imagine how good that would feel to stop the running back from the team?
The guy that was just doing bull noises?
Oh, my God.
This isn't America. This isn't America. Is they have? Where's this from? So I'm looking at the way they're dressed. I don't think this is America.
I think it's just old. Feels like it is.
Oh, it's the choir group.
There you go. So it's a bunch of pussies
it's
playing.
It's a choir
yeah,
group.
Yeah.
There's a choir Red Rover.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like a choir orgy.
Yeah.
Pass.
That's why they're dressed like tools.
So wait, what were we saying before this? Oh,
how theatrical you are, and you know. You said yeah. like you're conditioned for that.
Well, you know, I've been having since the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, I've been having problems with my back teeth, right?
Yes.
And so like when you know me as well as you or Leanne do, mm-hmm. you kind of got to wade through my bullshit.
Yeah.
You got to wade through the emotions. I was trying to explain to Georgia, the way I do things is I need you to feel the way I felt.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I connect. So I tell a story so you connect with the story.
Yeah.
So Peter, my assistant's with me. I have to go get, I'm having pain in my thing. I have a hole in a tooth. I'm pretty sure I need a root canal.
Fuck.
I'm not really sure. It's my back tooth. And full disclosure, I have two conditions. One is I was born without enamel on my teeth. So I had no enamel on my teeth. So that means my teeth don't have a lot of structure. So back in the day, they would grind them down and put caps on them, crowns yeah. on them. So I have a lot of crowns on my teeth. I also have some bonding, but I also got hit in the mouth with a baseball bat when I was 11. And my second condition is my jaw is weirdly angled.
Uh-huh.
So it's angled like this as opposed to like this. So what happens is your back teeth hit first and you end up, and especially if you have no enamel on your in your teeth, you end up grinding them down. So so my back teeth are really ground down. And then they what they did is they put in crowns to build up my bite when I was younger so that I didn't wear all my teeth down. Okay, all that being said, Leanne brings me in for a consultation with an endodontist who just wants to take a look at this filling.
Mm-hmm.
He, in no uncertain terms, says to me, so you have two, you need two root canals on those two teeth. I think I'm going to pull all your wisdom teeth. You don't need them, and they're ground down. You've destroyed them. But more importantly, we may be able to save your other molar. More importantly, we're going to have to break your jaw, pull all your teeth, re-put implants in your jaw, and rebuild your jaw over the next like year. And I went, will that change how I look? And he goes, oh yeah. And I go, I was like, but I go, I don't want to look like someone else. And he goes, like, well, we can't fix that. And I went, hold on. I've been worked my whole life so that people know who I am, so that they come to my shows.
Yeah.
I can't just put on a new face like Jennifer Grey and just be like, nah, this is Bert now.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. And I went, so that's the only solution. He goes, well, right now we need to get you back. We need to do root canals on both those tooth. I'll see if I can see to save the teeth. That's what I'll tell you. But more importantly, we're going to pull all your molars and then.
And we're going to break your jaw.
And we're going to break your jaw.
By the way, look at the upside. You're going to lose a ton of weight. Everybody I know who had a broken jaw, because you end up going on a shake diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, let's talk about the withdrawal from Xanax I'll have to go through, because I'll be eating a Xanax every fucking day, every 4 hours. If I can't do anything with this,
yeah,
all fucking day.
Yeah. You can get a lot of writing done. You can write.
And I'm going to look like a fucking totally different person.
You're not going to look that different.
So I shut down. I get in the car. Pete goes, fucking, he's like, how was it? And I go, they're going to have to pull, I think, five teeth, break my jaw, and then because once you break your jaw, all these teeth are useless.
Yeah.
Because they're angled this way.
But also, you're going to lose 40 pounds. When do they start?
No.
Oh.
So I get that news. This is like 2 weeks before fully loaded, 3 weeks before fully loaded. And I go, and he's like, do you need to talk anytime soon? And I was like, I have a tour that I put together a tour, like a festival. He's like, we'll do it after that. And I went, no, hold on. Like, I have a special. I want to look the way I want to look like Bert for the special. And he was like, well, when can we change you? And I was like, not at all. Like, I don't want this. I literally said to myself, maybe I'll die first. Like, maybe if I'm lucky, I'll die first. And I won't have to go through this.
That would be lucky.
Yeah, I'd be so lucky if I just died. And so I'm like a fucking mess.
Well, just do it in December. Why can't you do it then? Because, I'll tell you what.
Because I don't want to look like a different person.
Here's what I'll do.
I will look like a totally different person.
I'll encourage you.
I've already thought about it. I'll just grow my beard very long, like Rick Rubin.
Okay.
And then people don't know what I look like anyway. And then when I get my jaw broken, I'll just shave it and I'll look like a different person. So then, hold on. Yeah, I look like Rick Rubin.
There you go.
So I get in the car, I tell this to Leanne, and you know, Leanne has to wade through my bullshit. And she's like, that can't be what it is. And then I call my dad, and my dad goes, oh, we knew this was coming. He's like, ever since you were a kid, we knew they were going to have to break your jaw at one point. And I was like, really? He was like, oh, yeah, your bite's all fucked up. They told us about that earlier. We figured, you know, I wasn't sure I was going to be around to deal with it. So, but now I guess I am. So, yeah, I guess we're going to break your jaw. My mom's like, honey, get a second opinion. My dad's like, get a second opinion. They're breaking your fucking jaw.
Yeah.
So I get a second opinion. And I want to say the doctor's name, but I don't, because I don't want to blow up his spot, this new doctor.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no. His exact words are, dentists look in your mouth and they see $100,000. And he's like, it's like a fucking car mechanic.
They do. But that
doesn't mean the guy's wrong.
Yeah.
But this other dentist goes, do you have pain in your jaw? And I said, no. He said, okay.
He looked in your jaw and he was just like, God, that new S-Class is fucking pretty sweet.
Someone did. Someone looked. Yeah. By the way, it's happened a few times. Yeah. I'm not even serious. Like, I have a crown in my mouth.
Yeah.
That you never should have put a crown there.
Well, I told you what happened to me when, oh my God, it was like 05. I was working in reality shows, right? Mm-hmm. I used to work in post.
Yeah.
And I was working for Extreme Makeover, which was a huge hit show, right? Reality show, where they would take just like ugly people and be like, do you want to not be ugly? And they would give them an extreme makeover.
Yeah.
So they had like all these, you know, they would go to the plastic surgeon who's like the facelift guy. Then there was the liposuction person. And then there was the cosmetic dentist, who I don't remember his name. He looked like an advertisement that you would see. Like he was like, he had a crazy smile and he looked like he had had plastic surgery. Anyway, he would do the reconstructive stuff, but also the whitenings. Like if you just needed a whitening.
Yeah.
So as part of the relationship of the show, they offered his office said, anyone that works on this show, like our staff, which is, you know, a huge like post staff, you can go get a whitening for free. So, you know, I'm making, I don't know, $100 a day working on this thing. So me and a couple of people go, let's go get our teeth whitened. I'd never done it before. So we go there and they go, you want to get your teeth whitened? Yeah. They do it. They do the treatment. And then they go, do you want to just get, I mean, this is when you know, like he goes, hey, since you're sitting here, do you want us to just do like an exam, like see what's going on? And I was like, yeah, sure. Cause I hadn't been to the dentist in a year or something.
This is the bait and switch.
They do the x-rays. And then the guy comes back and it's not the guy from TV. It's like one of his junior, you know, young guy. He's like, yeah, so, you know, you have some cavities. And I was like, I do? I wasn't experienced. I go, well, what do I have? He goes, you have 17 cavities. And I was like, I have 17 cavities. He goes, yeah, do you want us to just like take care of it now? And I was like, how much is that? Like, first of all, I didn't know how much is that going to be. Well, you know, so he throws out some crazy number. I go, I think I'm going to take a break.
No pain in your mouth.
No, nothing.
No pain.
Nothing. So I have like some low level insurance at the time. Like, you know, when I was in high school, college, I was used to like just being able to go anywhere,
yeah.
But I had like some shitty, so I call and they, you know, they send me to this, a dentist that's on this plan. So I go in there and I was like, yeah, you know, I tell them the story and I go, so apparently I have like fucking almost 24 cavities. And so he
more than almost did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wait. All right. You're right. Almost 24.
Yeah. So I go, he goes, he checks me out. He goes, okay.
You only have like 34 teeth in your mouth.
I know.
Half of them are infected.
So I go, you know, check me out. And he goes, okay. I looked. He goes, you have 0 cavities. And I go, what? He goes, you don't have any cavities. And I go, wait a minute. So like, what is that? So he explains, he goes, well, what happened is like, you know, he goes like, you see this, like this little thing here? He goes, one day that might progress into a cavity, but it's not a cavity. He goes, so what this guy was going to do was just drill your mouth everywhere.
Yeah.
Like at the prospect of cavities and just have you pay for it. So the free whitening was a way to just bring in 50 people and then get them to pay for all these other things. But I mean, you know, I remember I'd never felt like so like kind of scammed. You know, I was so upset about it. I was like, this motherfucker was going to drill into my teeth for no reason.
Dude, we go to the other dentist. Leanne gets a second opinion. And it's the guy that's done all of Georgia and Isla's teeth, right? Mm-hmm. And he looks in my mouth and he goes, you have, I forget the name of the thing, but the thing where you don't have an animal in your teeth.
Yeah.
He goes, you got that right? And I said, yeah. He goes, because George and Isla have it. And I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, that's not what that is. He was like, he thinks that, because everyone always says to me, you grind your teeth. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm asleep. So I guess maybe I do. It's like when people say you snore. Remember you used to have a joke? You're like, you say I snore. I don't hear it.
Yeah.
And so... And I always just guess I grind my teeth because everyone said I did. And he goes, no, you don't grind your teeth. Your jaw is shaped that way. So you've ground down your teeth. You don't grind your teeth. You've ground down over you somewhere. He goes, what's happening to you is with your condition, natural wear and tear looks like decay to some people. It like a dentist who just isn't paying that much attention just goes, well, we got to get rid of these teeth. And he goes, I can save all those teeth. And I went, what? He goes, yeah, I can save those teeth. And then he says, this is the fucking, this is the shit day I had the dentist. I don't know if you saw it on Instagram, but he goes, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a drill. This is going to sound bad. Imagine this window is fire. Well, we're going to see how close we can get to fire without getting burned. So he just took a drill and started drilling in my tooth, just looking in my eyes, waiting for me to go, ow. And he never got there. And he goes, there's no decay. This tooth is fine. We can save it. This one doesn't even have, I don't know why he was going to pull this one. He goes, we're not going to pull any of your teeth. And he goes, and we're not going to break your fucking jaw.
Damn.
He goes, we don't need to break your jaw. Are you comfortable with what you look like? And I went, yeah, more comfortable than what a person I don't know what he looks like. And he goes, do you have any pain? I said, none. He goes, all right. He goes, what do you, maybe get 40 more years out of that jaw? I go, 40. 25.
Yeah.
Fucking 40?
40? Yeah. You mean when I'm 90?
And he goes, are you cool with being 70 and not having molars? And I went, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we're going to be good. So this dude.
Damn.
This dude went through fucking. And all I thought was, how cool that he didn't upcharge me. Because he said to me, he goes, I look in your mouth. I see $100,000. I see $100,000.
This like, is the good dentist?
The good dentist. He goes, that's what that guy saw, was $100,000. And he thought, it's not a bad way to spend a day.
Yeah.
Make $100,000. And there are, I'm sure the majority of dentists are good people, but there are some fucking hacks out there. I don't want to go into like details, but like I've had hacks where they go root canal and I'm like, I don't have any pain in the tooth. They're like, root canal. And then you're like, okay, how much is that? And they're like, motherfucking $3,000.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, cool. I'm fucking. So I don't have to get my jaw broken.
Great, man.
Yeah, that was a long story for that.
Yeah. You want to hear some wild shit?
Yeah, please.
So a little while back, I'm doing a show and I'm in the States and my bus driver is like going to meet us in Canada for a show, mm-hmm. right? So I've been doing shows all over Canada. He's like, I'll meet you. And it's the first time that it's been with the bus. All my Canadian dates, I've just been flying in and flying out.
Yeah.
But for this date, the bus is going to meet us and then bring us back over for more shows. Okay. So I'm doing a show and sometimes, like my tour manager, you've met him, Dave, he's great. You know, he has like so much production experience. So he really runs a tight ship. I'm talking about with everything, but even with production. So, you know, he does sound checks every show, mm-hmm. like thorough ones. And he gets everybody on the same page, does like these pre-show talks with the whole staff of every place we go. And I'm doing, you know, like hundreds of shows. So I get there and he's, you know, sometimes he's like, you know, I get there, he'll be like, it's a great day. This place is, you know, everyone's so professional. Sometimes you get there, he's like, it's a fucking shit show. There's a bunch of clowns working here. So it's one of those days where he's like, today's been a fucking nightmare working with this staff. I was like, all right. So we have a couple shows. So the first show, there's audio problems. And he's like, God damn it. Because like he's like, we just did sound check. And this means that like they didn't save the way that we did it.
Yeah.
Which is a real fucking it, right? Because then you're up on stage and you're like, how come these wedges are either giving me feedback or they're super low? And he's like, it wasn't a moment ago. It means that somebody got lazy, basically. So we're between shows and he's furious, right? He's talking to the production manager. He's talking to the sound people. He's like, the fuck are you doing? And when I hear him like that, I walk away. I'm like, you can do that, right? So I just go back and I'm talking to everybody. And then I see him, like, let's say 20 minutes later, I go, everything cool? And he goes, no. So I think it's going to be about the staff and, like, sound or something. Because that has come up a few times where you have, like, really bad sound one show. Or my thing that I hate the most is when they put a limiter on. A limiter is, like, when you talk and all of a sudden your monitor's cut out.
I've never had that.
Yeah, so that's called a limiter. Right. So it's like if you reach a certain volume, it goes doop. Right. Now it doesn't sound like that to them, but it sounds like that to you.
Yeah.
So then you're like, the fuck is going on? Right. So anyway, he goes, no, it's not cool. And he goes, come with me. And I'm like, this is a pretty serious talk about sound, you know? Yeah. Like,
you're like, hey, man, I can work through it.
I'm like, okay. So I go, what's up? He goes, our driver crossed over and was detained at the border. And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah. And my immediate thought is that the driver has not disclosed something about themselves.
Yeah.
A DUI,
oh,
a warrant.
God. That kind of, okay, keep going.
And I go, oh, fuck, what happened? He goes, well, the customs agents went on the bus and in your room found a bunch of weed. And I'm like, what? And here's the thing, and I mean, hand to God, I'm like, but I don't have any weed on the bus. Like, I've smoked joints on this, but I don't like roll with weed. I don't smoke weed every day. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, they found over an ounce. And I'm like, what? And it went, even though it's legal in Canada,
yeah,
the amount was just over the amount for usage, which was not even okay anyways, but is now considered trafficking. And my driver's in his 60s, and he's like a really nice dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is happening, right? I'm like, just like, oh my God.
Okay, push pause. Do you immediately go to Jeff Tate and go, hey, did you throw an ounce of weed in the back?
No, I know exactly what it is right away.
You do?
Yes, because one of the things, and I'm sure this happens to you too, is like a lot of times when you're doing shows, I don't mean like fans, I mean venues and like promoters go like here, right? They give me like, sometimes it's like a box of cigars with like a cutter and a light and a torch. And you're like, Jesus, thank you. And it's like 25 cigars. And you're like, oh my God.
And you take them. Steve Woods gave me for Fully Loaded, gave me a box of blunts that were each like an eighth of marijuana. Yeah. And you don't know that it adds up. You go 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5/8. That's like fucking half an ounce.
But a lot of it, I shove in a drawer. Like, I just literally go, oh, thanks. And now all of a sudden you're like, do I have 200 cigars on this bus? Like,
yeah.
And then, you know, sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's fucking hot sauce. People give me like
a lot
25 of bottles of hot sauce. And I'm like,
make sure Ennie gets this.
Yeah. Give this to Ennie. And I use.
I get hot sauce for Ennie.
I gave them a hot sauce they gave me a few weeks ago.
They give a Bible and they're like, make sure.
So right away, believe me, he could use it. Right away it hits me. I go, it's gotta be a gift. It's gotta be a gift bag. And then I go, so what was that? They go, it was a basket that was in one of these like cabinets in your room on the bus. And I'm like, dude, that's probably been sitting there for 6 months. I don't even know where. And then they show me a photo, and the photo is, it's prepackaged sealed from a company. So it's like, it's not like, here's a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
It's like a professional labeled, and they'd given me a variety pack. I don't even remember when or where, but I was like, oh fuck. So I go, what happened? And so I talked to the driver. He's like, well, he's being detained, right? He's like, I come in, you know, I show my passport, and they're like, we're just going to do a quick perimeter check. They do the perimeter check. Then he goes, I'm just going to do an inspection now. So the driver's on the bus, and he's like in the front of the bus. And he says, the guy's just like opening cabinets. He doesn't even look in the fridge. He doesn't open. He's just like, boop, 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 looks all around. And then he goes, it was like radar. He goes into your suite, opens these things, and he goes, you know, we have a little problem. And the driver goes, what's the problem? And he goes, do you know you have a bunch of weed on this bus? And my driver goes, don't fuck with me. Right? And he goes, I don't think that's funny. And he goes, I'm not fucking with you, and I don't think it's funny either.
Oh my God.
So he brings him to the back, he counts it out, and he goes, yeah, this is a trafficking amount. And he goes, I've never, you know, I don't have any of this. This isn't mine. He goes, you're the only one on the bus, so this is yours. And then he goes like this.
No.
Yep. To him. So then my driver, and he cuffs him. And I'm like, oh my God. And then he's like, you know, basically like, we're going to go in here in a moment. And the customs guy goes, whose bus did you say this was again? And my driver goes, Tom Segura. And he goes, no shit. He goes, let me get those cuffs off you.
No.
Takes the cuffs off him. He goes, I'm a big fucking fan. And he goes, seriously? And he goes, yeah. He goes, tell Tom to smoke all this shit because you cannot cross over the border with this. And he lets him go.
Are you fucking serious?
I swear to God.
Wait, hold on one second. So then your bus driver just did it.
Yeah, so then he's like, I mean, he's having like heart palpitation, you know? Yeah. And then he said, the guy stopped. He goes, just a reminder, if this wasn't Tom's bus, you'd be in jail right now. And then he walked off the bus. And then my driver's like, hey, so you need to smoke. I go, I'm not smoking. Just throw it away. What are you talking about?
Throw it away. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And dude, I was like, I mean, I felt so bad that I was like, I go to Dave. I go, I want to get him like an apology gift.
Get him an ounce of weed.
I go, I don't know. I go, I want to get him something, but I don't know what he likes. And and Dave goes, he likes guns. And I was like, that's going to be like a weird, I'm sorry thing. Like, I go, all right. So then I tell him, I go, hey, man, I'm going to get you a gun. And he goes, I already have a gun. And I go, not the kind of gun I'm going to get you.
Desert Eagle, 50 caliber.
I'm getting him like a fucking fully automatic.
Oh. Dude, when the first tour I did for Body Shots, we do the very first run is Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, Calgary, mm-hmm. or Calgary, Vancouver. So yeah, I know we had to drive from
shitty routing
from whatever Seattle to
Calgary
for Calgary and then back to Vancouver.
God.
So Nick Nusfora tells me, he goes, I have a bunch of weed on the bus. I just got the bus. And he goes, whatever you do, they do not fuck around going into Canada.
Yeah.
So I go, okay. So,
not, and then for people to know, you can have weed in Canada. You just can't cross a border with it.
Yeah. And he said, not even a joint.
Yeah.
Not even a joint. Leanne's on the bus with me. Jesus Trejo's on the bus with me. And I'm my bus driver at the time, a different dude. So we do two shows in Seattle and I'm fucking pumped, right? I'm on a tour bus. This is everything I've ever dreamed of in my career. And now I'm driving to Calgary. It's like a 12-hour drive. I'm going to fucking get lit. I'm going to pass out. Leanne's in the back. So I take all the weed. I give it away. Except for one hitter. I pack a one hitter, a glass one hitter. And I go, I'm going to smoke right before we get into the, whatchamacallit. And I'm going to throw it out. Right before we get in the border, I'll throw it out the window. But I get so fucked up that I'm like having such a good time. Leanne's asleep. I'm having drinks with Jesus. That all of a sudden we stop and they're like, customs is coming on. And I go, oh, I haven't got rid of the one hitter. So it's, mind you, this is my second day on this bus. So I go to the bathroom. I can't figure out how to turn the lights on.
Right.
I can't figure out how to smoke this weed. Like I can't find a lighter and I can't find out, I can't turn the lights on. And it's pitch black. I drop the fucking one hitter. It's glass. It shatters. I find it. I throw it in the toilet. I throw the thing, the pipe in the trash, and I go, okay, whatever. And as I'm doing, they open the door. They open the door and they're like, we're checking the bus. And I went, oh no, yeah, come on in. They go, everyone needs to get off the bus. They take us and they put us in holding. And we sit there for 45 minutes. 45 fucking minutes. And they woke Leanne up. Leanne's in her pajamas. I'm fucking drunk as shit. Jesus is there, our bus driver. 45 minutes, and they are searching this bus top to bottom. And Leanne's like, you're not a fucking idiot, are you? And I was like, no, I got rid of everything. She goes, you sure? And I said, yeah. So they go, all right, you guys are all clear to go. And I was like, oh, thanks. And so they're walking us back to the bus. I go, hey, just out of curiosity, what if I did have weed on the bus? What would have happened? And the guy goes, you mean like a glass one-hitter that you dropped on the floor and tried to flush down the toilet, but you didn't know how to flush the toilet? Leanne looks at me and she goes, you stupid motherfucker. He goes, I would have flushed it for you and said, it's a pleasure to meet the machine. Can I get a picture? And I went, I fucking took a picture with customs, and I was like, I'm never fucking around with that shit again. Yeah. they were cool as shit.
Yeah.
But that was like, God damn it, man. This.
Yeah. Oh. He does that because I'm picturing also the guy is like this sweet guy. Like I said, he's 60s, and the customs guy, does it to him, goes like that, like, show him to me. And the guy's like, no. He's like, yeah. Cuffs him, makes him sit there with cuffs on.
I would love that to happen to Ron. I might. Ron's moved so much weight across the country for me. At one point, I was like, we got to spread these drugs out. We have so much on one bus.
Oh, my God.
When we didn't fully load it, we had like $1,000 worth of edibles. We had fucking ounces on every bus. And we're driving through Mississippi. And I'm like, oh, please, God. Oh, please, God. Ron, one time when we were driving back from the pandemic, Ron, this is like the height of Black Lives Matters. And we're driving through on the 60, like out by Panoma or whatever. And Ron, and a cop fucking throws the lights on, and Ron's driving. He's like, motherfucker, motherfucker. And I was like, what? And he goes, fucking bullshit cop, pull me over. He saw I was black and he's pulling me over. I go, Ron, maybe he's just a big fan of mine. And he goes, fuck you. Fuck, this is what it's like to be a black man. And we're joking with him, right? I go, oh, I've always wanted to see what this looks like, this harassment.
Yeah.
I never get to see it up close. I'm so excited, Ron. This is my first time witnessing it. Like, I'm busting his balls. I'm also drunk, but I'm busting his balls. So Ron's literally, like, it is pretty interesting to watch him, to be in the car with a black man when he gets pulled over.
Yeah.
Because he shuts down. He's like, and he goes, opens the door and he goes, can I help you, sir? And the guy's like, can I talk to you outside? And Ron's like, motherfucker, motherfucker. Walks out. Comes back in like he's seen a ghost, and he goes, he's a fan. he wanted to know if you'd take a picture with him. And I was like, what? And he goes, Ron goes, man, this is what it's like to be white, huh? You get pulled over and they're like, hey man, I'm just a fan.
He should roll with me. I get police escorts all the time.
Oh, you know how quick Ron would turn on me to be yours?
Oh.
He'd be like, if I could drive for Tom, because you guys have all the same interests, like, you know, sports and clothes and shoes and fucking.
Yeah. All right. Fuck. We should wrap it up. Let's go get some lunch.
You want to?
Yeah.
I would love that. 40 push-ups is pretty good.
Hey, man.
Especially for a guy that took a fucking straight-on Pele to the door last night.
Yeah, that was gnarly, dude.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made it. It would have sucked to get here today and be like, you're here? Burt died. I'm like, what?
Can I tell you one of the things I thought? Like, I was like, I literally thought this in bed. I was like, I should be fine, and I don't want to have to fly to Austin to do two episodes. I can do them right here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or I can sit in the hood, a fucking in the emergency room for the fucking night.
You okay?
I'm fasting.
You're fasting?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this counts as fasting.
I think coffee's all right.
Yeah. I'm tingling in my fingers. All right, we should go.
All right. See you next time.
Love you.
Love you.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.